I don't know if you underline in your Bible or not. I do. It is our book of worship and of study. I'd like to recommend that you underline or highlight the words of the sixth verse. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. I believe we need to recognize in this day who is still in charge of this universe. Some people have a problem with this because people want to make God into a current human ruler, okay, or a dictator. But I know that the smartest intelligence and the smartest governance of man doesn't even equal the ignorance of God. And we're never really going to get where we need to be as Christians or as the church or in this world until we recognize that God is God and that God is still in control. And I've had people ask me, well, if God reigns and if God reigns, then why doesn't God answer my prayers? Well, just because our prayers aren't answered the way that we want them, you know, some people choose to think that God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit just don't exist. And they're just ready to give up the whole ballgame. And I realize that just because God doesn't pay off every Saturday, you know, at a designated time, that we get hurt. And we get disappointed. In my experience, God answers prayers four ways. He either says yes, no, not now, or not yet. He hears prayer. And God is in control. And some people say, well, if God reigns, then why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? Well, God allowed the devil to tempt Job in the Old Testament. And Jesus in the New Testament. God allowed Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus and Paul to persecute Christians. We have bad things and evil because we live in a fallen world. We can't blame the devil for everything. You know, sometimes bad things happen because we choose our ways over the ways of Jesus. Sometimes bad things happen because we see something and we choose to do nothing. We see bad, we see evil, but we choose to do nothing. Sometimes bad things happen because that's just life. And sometimes the innocent suffer. And that might not be the most sophisticated answer or the most satisfying answer. God created this world and sort of turned it over to us. And a lot of what goes on in the world is not God's fault. Nowhere in the Bible or in Christian tradition or experience does it say that God is forced to honor and agree with all the choices that we make in life. He doesn't have to bless it. He doesn't have to protect it. And in this ways, he's not a respecter of persons. Bad things do happen to good people. And sometimes good people can't catch a break. And bad people sometimes seem to live the high life and not suffer at all. But I want to tell you this, rest assured, God always wins in the end. Amen. He will always win the ball game. I never worry about the outcome. It may look shaky for a while. And it seems that some people have more than their fair share of hard times. But I can promise you, the Lord Almighty reigns. Two things I want to say this morning. First of all, the Lord God reigns in creation. As United Methodists, we believe that science and faith are complementary. And they exist together. Both increase the quality of our common lives together. The Lord God reigns in creation, both in human and natural creation. Both are the Lord's. He created both, and we're responsible for the ways in which we use and abuse it. And often we discover what God has already created. You ever notice that? God reigns in space. The universe, both known and unknown parts of space, is the creation of God. The Lord God reigns in faith. Those things we know about faith and that are established, and those things that we do not yet know, those things that we see through a mirror dimly, Paul says, that we don't understand yet, that's given due respect to. Over water and soil and air and minerals and plants, God has granted us management. The church word for that is stewardship. God's granted us stewardship over creation. And God's granted that in medicine too. My first appointment as an elder was at Locust Grove United Methodist Church in Salem, Virginia. I remember visiting one of my church members at Lewis Gale Hospital there who had major surgery, and the doctor and the team came in and needed to check and redress the wound over the incision, and so I just sort of stepped out in the hall. And when the doctor came out of the room, I said sort of just in passing, just to sort of make conversation, I said, "Well, doctor, I guess us preachers get in your way sometimes, don't we?" And he turned to me and he said, "I should say not." He said, "You preachers are just as important, if not more so, than us." He says, "We can only diagnose it and cut it and remove it and sew it back together. Only God can heal it." And that's always reminded me of the healing ministry that God has given to us. That medical and spiritual care go hand in hand, that they are teamwork, and that ultimately God rules and reigns. And the second thing I want to say is that the Lord God omnipotent reigns in salvation. There is no other name by which we can be saved. And we say, well, what about the good people of other faiths? Well, there are good teachings in other faiths. There are nice things in religions that help people get along better. There are values and there are instructions that can make a person a better person and a better citizen. But all others are religions. And by that I mean they are a set of do's and don'ts and rituals and rules. And some want to make the God of the Old Testament and Jesus in the New Testament into a set of rules or into a philosophy, just simply one among many other philosophies. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is not a religious system. It's a relationship with a person. And that person is Jesus. And when you place your faith and your trust in Jesus and accept who he is and what he did by faith, you're justified. You're justified, you're saved by faith through God's grace before Jesus, and you're given right standing with him. There's more to it than that, but that is one crucial difference between Christianity and other religions. God initiates the saving. We don't save ourselves. God initiates the saving, and he can use anyone that he wants to accomplish his will. I'll bet that God has brought people into your life that you wonder how they got into your life, right? Anyone who sincerely wants to be saved can be saved and have peace with God and neighbor. And the Lord our God, the Almighty, he reigns and he rules. And I guess of all the areas that we can name, I guess it's in the area of personal struggles and addictions, particularly where it can be real hard for us to believe that God reigns. Let me close with a story. And the names have been changed. He'd been an alcoholic for 10 years when I met him. But that wasn't his only vice. He tried everything the world could tempt him with. He lost everything he ever had. His spouse, his children. He lost two businesses. He even lost his sense of self-respectability. And I met with Pete and I said, "Pete, I don't think that I can do anything for you. I don't know what to do. And I just listened as he talked. And we always closed with prayer. And I just said, you know, what I know is that there is a God on his throne that can set you free. Only he knows how he's going to do it. And we prayed together for 4 months. 4 months. We prayed together several times a week. And I'd like to tell you that he was so much better after our time together. But to tell you the truth, after 4 months, he wasn't any closer to being freed from his alcoholism than from before. God's truth. He wasn't any closer. He came to church one afternoon. And he came and said, I came just to tell you thank you for all you've done. And that you won't be seeing me anymore. I'm going to go away. Now, my training reminded me that when a person says that it could be a euphemism for suicide. It could be, you know, a substitute. And I heard it as a cry for help. So I said, well, you know, Pete, do you need to maybe stop by urgent care for any medications before you leave on your trip? Hoping that he might be admitted. I said, I'll be glad to go with you. He said, no thanks. And as we walked to his car together, I thought, well, Mike, you may as well just go for broke. I said, Pete, you're killing yourself, you know. You're doing it one bottle at a time. You know what you're doing. And you're dragging it out over time, but you're accomplishing it in your own way. And I don't pretend to know what you're going through. I don't understand. But I know I want to help you. And I know that Christ can heal you if you'll just let him. I believe he's greater than alcoholism. I know he loves you. And he's stronger than all of your pain. He just sort of nodded, got in his car, and left. About 3 months later, he came to church one night. We were having some kind of committee meeting, and Pete walked in the door with a church member. We all got down on our knees, and Pete just lifted up his heart. He just said, Jesus, save me. I want to live. I've decided I want to live. And God sent his Holy Spirit that night, and he touched Pete that night. And God saved his heart and his soul and his mind and his body. And Pete's healing, his salvation, began that night. I think some of the greatest thrills that the Lord has allowed me to take part in my entire ministry was that night. And then a year later, when at a men's Bible study, one of the men brought out a cake with a single candle on it. Said, Pete, it was a year ago today that Jesus Christ came into your life. And you've been sober for 1 year. There was glory in that church those two nights. Because the Lord, our God, the Almighty, reigns. He still reigns in creation. He still reigns in salvation. And he's the same one who invites everyone to this table. Let's have a moment of quiet. Just a moment of honesty this morning before we come to the table. Just ask yourself, is he reigning in your life this morning? And now a moment of intercession. Will you pray for someone that you know is going through a personal struggle? Personal struggle or even an addiction. Lord, as we come to your table this morning, we don't come just by ourselves. We come with all those who have influenced us in our lives, who have gone before us and are with us now. And we also carry in our heart the person that we know is going through a personal struggle of some kind.